Mike Alessi, hey, one okay moto, and then I thought you rode pretty good, and then one good moto. What happened, though, first of all, in the crash? I didn't get a chance to see it.
I had a good start. I was running probably about fourth or fifth, and then all of a sudden, Wyndham, I got hit by a Honda. Just somehow coming into the turn, I got torpedoed, and I looked back, and I thought that was JG, but then I realized it was Wyndham. Mm-hmm. And Villopoto down, and it was just an accident.
So it was you, Wyndham, and Villopoto all down?
Yeah, and I was in the corner, but I got hit by the motorcycle because Wyndham cross-rided, I guess, and kind of let his bike go, and then it hit me.
That's a lot of money down in that turn.
Yeah, so second moto, I felt a lot better, got a good start, and started fourth or fifth and passed Chad. He was, I don't know what he was doing. He was kind of like messing with his goggles or something, so... My expert goggles were working great this second moto, so we had no problems. So, got into third, and I battled with Chad for over half the race. I was in third, battling with him, and then finally I made a little mistake, and he got by. And at the end, I charged back and almost got back to him. But you know, he rode great, and congratulations to him and Junji and Villopoto. And that was a good day. That first moto really hurt me, but I mean, that's how it goes. And they said I came across the finish line 24th the first lap, so 24th to 8th, I thought it wasn't too bad, I guess.
No, when you're looking at the times, dude, you were on it compared to all the guys around you. You know what I mean? You were moving forward, and I think it was a good ride. Do you feel like it might have sapped some of your energy for second moto?
It was definitely tough passing, you know, a lot of guys and getting roosted. I mean, I ate so much freaking dirt today. I mean, I cleaned my ears just now after the shower, and my ears were just full of black dirt. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm happy the day ended good. It definitely was rough the first moto, but we salvaged a good day.
After your crash in the first moto and after Lakewood, you must have been being like, why me? What's going on?
Yeah, I know. It sucks. I don't know. My starts are really off right now. I don't know what the deal is. I need to...
Yeah, you're like fourth. Yeah. Just off.
Yeah, fourth on the stars. It's not good, man. It's not me. So we got to pick it up.
Yep. And then what are you going to plan on doing for your weekend off?
Going to Orlando. Kind of enjoy the next couple days off for the 4th of July and kind of enjoy it. So.
Yep. Hey, and then you're riding much better than you did last summer. You're on the 450. What's better about the bike for you? Does it just suit your style?
I think it just suits me better, the 350. I just kind of really never gelled with it, and I think the 450 is good for me and my riding style.
Are you just like, you lug it, you torque it? Is that kind of how you ride?
Yeah, I'm not really like one of those guys who over rev it and panic rev and ride on the rev limiter. I'm like more of like a top end rider, and I lug it and just use the meat of the power.
Yeah. And then last question, what about this track? Is it one of your favorites?
It is.
It is, yeah.
Definitely is. Great track. I think that it definitely was super rutted this weekend, but everybody had to deal with it. So, looking forward to Millville 2 weeks.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you.